Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 9 through 12. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Nonsense! That's what the apostles thought. They couldn't believe the testimony of the women who had been to Jesus' tomb, the stone rolled away, the tomb empty, an angel proclaiming Jesus has risen. Utter nonsense. The evidence, however, told a different story. Eventually, every detail Peter saw at the tomb supported the women's earlier witness. Nonsense. That's what many people today say about the resurrection of Jesus. How could anyone be so foolish as to believe such a thing? It's a fabrication. It's a collection of exaggerations. It's pure fiction. Nothing like this could ever happen. Still, the facts prove otherwise. The facts are clear, and they are the foundation for the Christian faith. Jesus rose from the dead. The testimony of the Bible proves it. The eyewitness accounts of more than 500 people prove it. The consistency of the historical account proves it. The change brought about in the lives of Christians proves it. The resurrection of Jesus is hardly nonsense. It is the most powerful and important truth ever. Dearest Jesus, my ever-living Savior, fill me with the confidence I need to trust in your resurrection. When my mind would lead me to uncertainty and doubt, fill my heart with the peace that you have secured. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.